Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stu, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, good morning, everybody, on this dreary, cloudy-looking day. Boy, it's Mardi Gras, and at least the weather's nice, or it's cool, kind of cool outside, not hot, not freezing. It's kind of...
Wait till Tuesday.
Wait till Tuesday. Oh, it's almost like Stu's here. Hey, Stu, how's everything on top of the world up there? You found Bigfoot yet?
Still looking. We think we may try a Waffle House, see if he's there.
Hey, Stu, I don't know if you know, but I got Deborah Hodges here from Hall's Sausage. And
Hey, Stu. I saw that, and now I don't have to stay on for the whole hour. That's right.
how's the weather up there?
Same as down there, but cooler, and they're looking at a low Tuesday night of 17.
Whew. Man, this is why so many people get sick. Well, one of the reasons. And as a matter of fact, I was just telling Deb before we came on the air, I'm taking a bunch of medicine now to keep from getting sick before we go on our trip. But, yeah. Stu, man, are you excited? We got 2 weeks before we leave, man.
2 weeks before we go up there and blow the world away.
This time in 2 weeks, we'll be touching down, close to touching down in L.A.
That's the other L.A.
Huh?
The other L.A.
Not the real L.A.
And good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
I got to tell you, last night up on the mountain, Mike and I go get to our big announcement in a second. We got a big announcement, don't we, Mike?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Get to it in just a second. The other day, yesterday, we had brunch, went shopping in Mentone, Alabama, which you're very familiar with, Mike.
Yeah. Right? Great Boy Scout camp up there.
Yeah, it is the Fairhope of the mountain.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty cool.
And, you know, and I was telling them, you know, maybe I'll come back in for dinner, but I was really thinking of going and cooking dinner tonight. And I said, what's my best bet, to drive into Fort Payne and find a grocery store? And I said, oh, no. Going down the mountain to Georgia, and there's a little market in the town of Menlo, Georgia.
Menlo.
They'll take care of it. And they did. And the first thing we did when we were looking for, I wanted some bacon to put in my potatoes. And we're looking at the bacon and the sausage, that section. And Heather goes, what, no Halls? and I'm sorry, Deborah, but in the lucky grocery store in Menlo, Georgia, they don't have Halls yet.
Well, they don't. We deliver everything on our very own trucks right here in town. It's always fresh here.
But I will tell y'all, the market there made their own thick-cut bacon. So I got some of that. My gosh.
Good?
Fantastic.
Good? Good?
Yep.
I bet.
And next week on the show when I get back, I'll talk about some of the places, Mike. But I do want to throw at you. On the way up, I surprised Heather stopping Friday night in Atmore, and we went to Gather Restaurant. Which is considered one of the finest steakhouses in all of Alabama. I kind of put that on the list and snuck it in. Not overrated at all.
Wow.
Well worth the 45-minute drive north to eat dinner there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was so shocked
we were in Atmore, but I'll tell you more about it next week because we got a big announcement, don't we, buddy?
We do that.
You want to do the honor, sir?
I have some friends who own a wine bar over in Daphne. It's called Le Bichon.
The wine bar.
It is. It's the premier wine bar of Baldwin County. And we're going to be celebrity servers. You and I, on Tuesday the 12th, March 12th, and don't have the exact time yet, but it's probably 6 to 9. And and all proceeds and tips that you and I make will go toward our trip to help pay for our trip. So we're not just
our ambassador's voyage to a foreign land.
Right, right. So those tips that you and I will get will go to our trip. And I have something else in the works with some local musicians in town. So as soon as I have the details on that, I'll make those public and known. And but I got a few extra people who've donated. We got in the beginning, Tony Sawyer down there at Bob's Downtown Diner. He swung the gauntlet out there. He swung the big gauntlet of the challenge of putting $100 up. And then my co-host here, Deborah, she sat there and matched Tony. And then since then, we've had a number of people batch Tony. And yesterday, we had a Rochelle at Rochelle's.
In money, not in good looks and charm.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes they don't go, it doesn't go that far with me. But anyway, Rochelle at Rochelle's yesterday, she stepped up, made a donation.
Oh, that's Deer Burger's good stuff.
Oh, my God. That's what I had yesterday. I need a little bit of protein to get me going.
You'll say. Steer burger. I like on their steer burger. It's not. Do you want cheddar or Swiss? You're getting cheddar and Swiss.
You get both. And I got some big old thick cut bacon on there, and I don't normally eat fries, but I got lucky, and they gave me the little short fries. You know, the ones that usually
like
get
to eat on the little short bus.
Just the ones that get the crispiest. You know, so I got those. And just great conversation. I love sitting on the little bar stools, the little round diner-like little bar stools. And we had a great day just chatting about stuff. And then I went to Food Pack, and RZA made a donation.
That is a wonderful family.
So aren't they, though? And his brother-in-law is working there with him now. It's a great little location. Great little business. He's been there a long time, come from Iran. Came here for the American dream, and
he's living it.
He's lived it, and he sent his boys to private school and sent them to college, and he worked 7 days a week, and I mean it's just an amazing American dream come true.
Just like Vlad Moldovano with Mediterranean Sandwich Company.
Yeah,
came here from Romania. Now he's got four restaurants. I see now. Vlad's getting ready to open a catering company.
I saw that
too. Mediterranean. And then this weekend he goes and hooks about a 300-pound swordfish.
You know, living a dream. He's always fishing.
Romanian redneck.
He's always fishing. But and I tell you, we've had so many people step up and help us achieve our goal to the trip.
We decided we need to step up and do some work for ourselves.
Well, we got to do some work, and Panini Pete's talked about helping us out, but we got to work for it. He's not going to give it to us.
Yeah,
That's only right. That's only right. And so we'll come up with something there for that. But we're running out of time. We only got less than 2 weeks.
That night.
Huh?
Maybe celebrity dishwashers that night.
We can wrestle the alligator. How about that?
I don't know if Dr. Mason liked me doing that.
So,
poor alligator.
Yeah. Oh, he'll taste delicious. I got a recipe. Don't worry.
He's probably got a recipe too. It's just exciting. You know, we're getting so close, and so many people have really stepped up and helped us. I wish we'd had longer. I wish we had had longer time to plan for this, but we didn't. And
we'll know next year.
But the people, it may be a James Beard Award next year. At least they notify their people months ahead of time. So, hey, you want to tell everybody who got the nominations for the James Beard in Alabama?
I would love to, but I'm sitting here staring at the mountain in front of the fireplace and don't have any of that in front of me.
All right, never mind then.
But one of them is our good friend, Bill Brian.
Uh-huh.
Down at Fisher's at the Marina.
Yeah.
Orange Beach, which is a great restaurant.
Folks, this is a big award. This is a huge award to be nominated
James
for that.
James Beard's bigger than an Academy or an Oscar. It's an older organization, and it affects a lot more people.
Absolutely, but hey, it's time to go on break, Stu.
A bunch of millionaires patting each other on the back, telling each other how good they are.
That's right. But it's time to go on break, buddy. And
All right, well, we're going to get on down the mountain here.
All right, y'all go look for Bigfoot. And all right. Don't eat no huckleberries or anything.
All right.
That are bad, out of season. All right, provolone, man.
Get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, this is Marty Duncan from Food Network Star and MartyKnowsParties.com. And you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Well, we love Marty. Marty's great. Just she's been such a supportive figure in our short
super nice
career. Yeah, she is super nice. She knows where she comes from.
Yes.
And she hasn't forgotten that. But we're sitting here. Got Deborah Hodges here from Hall's Sausage. And I keep wanting to add more to that, you know.
Well, we also wholesale.
Yeah, so, right. So I knew that.
We wholesale meat. We've been here since 1945. Mm-hmm. Just that.
Yeah. Now, I first come in contact, and I'd always heard Hall's. First come in contact when I was running the brick pit,
mm-hmm.
and we needed a supplier, some other, you know, some product, and met with your son, Cole.
Right.
Great kid. And your kids are great. They really are.
I think so.
Oh, y'all have done a great job. Done a great job with those
we've been blessed.
Those kids. And y'all have. You are blessed. You really are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I first met them, and then I met you at some events that you've been to. But tell me a little bit, let me see. We got Tony. Let's get Tony on the line real quick. This is Tony from Bob's.
Oh, hey, Tony.
Hello.
Hey, man, what's up?
How are y'all today?
We're doing lovely. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Hey, thank you guys for letting me come on the air, and I just want to tell y'all something that I very much appreciate your show. And Hall Sausage, Deborah, good morning.
Good morning. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey, we are doing Operation Feed the Cops is going on right now downtown. And if you folks don't know what Operation Feed the Cop is all about, is that there are 1,300 officers going to be out and about this weekend, today, and also Tuesday. So we're going to make sure that they get fed. And we've got 550 meals right now being delivered, packaged up and delivered out the door to feed these officers.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That is wonderful.
And I just want to say this, that the outcry support from volunteers, businesses down here that pitched in to do this is just very heartwarming. And I just wanted to say thank you to all of them folks that did that. And then also thank you to our men and women in blue.
Absolutely.
That watch our backs each and every day. So we need to watch their backs, and that's why I'm doing this and getting this going this weekend.
Well, Tony, you're to be commended for stepping up and doing this, man. This is just a wonderful thing. You know, so many people, a lot of business people, just think about themselves, but you think about a lot of people all the time, other people than yourself, and you're giving back. You're giving back more to the community, I think, than and this is what community support is. And as a matter of fact, I volunteered. I'm gonna be there Tuesday all day working. So.
Okay.
I volunteered to do Tuesday to help Tony
tells
and them.
He me I'm helping to prep tomorrow.
Oh.
Told him I'm not a chef, but I take instruction well.
So let me just tell you, as far as prep, yesterday we cooked 279 pounds of chicken. And
wow.
We boned 279 pounds of chicken. I cooked 25 pounds of rice and roughly about, let's just say, 2 cases of beans. Tomorrow, which is Monday, we're cooking 338 pounds of Boston butt.
Whoo! Lord.
So it's a big undertaking, but it's, you know, with help, you know, I can't do this by myself, but with everybody that's helping, the support and the people that are coming out of the woodworks really to help get this taken care of is just, you know, this morning I was kind of giving the people a prep talk in here and telling them what I wanted to do, and I just started crying, and I couldn't stop because it hit me in a place in my heart where it's a beautiful thing.
It is. And you're doing a splendid and phenomenal job. You're to be commended for this, and You know, I applaud you, Tony, for stepping up and doing this and thinking about the people in blue.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate you guys, and I'll let you get back to your show so I can get back in here and get these all this food out.
Crack that whip, boy.
Awesome. I hear you. All right. Thank you.
All right, Tony.
Much.
See you, Deborah,
have
see
a good
you
day.
Soon.
And, yes, sir. Thank y'all.
Bye-bye. All right, Tony. Thank
Thanks.
You. Just a great guy.
Yeah.
Just a great guy. And a great business he runs down there. And Mobile needs more of that.
Absolutely.
Needs more of that.
Absolutely.
So anyway, Deborah.
Yeah.
Eventually I met you and through your son. And it's been great. I mean, what y'all do there. Tell me about Halls and when y'all came to take – y'all took over Halls, right?
We did. We are – Halls is a family-owned business, but it's not generationally owned. We are the third family to own it. Mr. B.E. Namey started it in 1945. He had a route. So he sold meat on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and he delivered it on Thursday and Friday. So had the opportunity to speak to his daughter-in-law a couple months ago, and she is delightful. So anyway, okay.
There you go.
And then Mr. Hall bought it in 1971. He was a retired meat manager for National Food Stores. So during that time, we've been wholesaling. We make sausage. We make five kinds of sausage and a garlic bologna and bread hots.
And what kind? Name all your sausages you make.
Okay, you're going to put me on the spot. We make Cajun. We make a regular hickory smoked breakfast sausage. We make a beef sausage. We make a green onion sausage. And we make an andouille, which is my favorite.
Uh-huh.
And then we make red hots, garlic red hots. We make some venison sausage that you can come to the plant and buy. We're working on getting that in the store. The venison sausage is a harvested venison, so it's legal to sell. It's not whitetail. It tastes a little different than whitetail, but it is so good. And then we make garlic bologna. I think I said that already.
Garlic bologna.
Mm-hmm.
I have to try that.
You do.
I grew up eating bologna, and I like garlic.
This is a chub of bologna, so you can slice it as thin or as thick as you want. I took it down to the World Food Championship, served it on some cider rolls with some mustard and some hoop cheese that we also sell.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, one of the Food Champ's moms came up and said it was the best thing she had.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because simple's better.
To me, you know, growing up, to me, a good old bologna sandwich on white bread and mayonnaise.
Tastes like home.
It tastes like home. And then, you know, you get real creative and you start frying it, bologna. It
has to be fried.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to cut a slit in one part of it.
Not
so
ours.
Take the bubble out of it.
Not ours. That's when you slice bologna. Ours, you can make it thick. Mm-hmm. But we have all of our sausage, our andouille, is starting to pick up around the restaurants. It's in the red beans and rice at Boudreaux's. Mm-hmm. Chef Greg uses it at Steelwood. Weston Simpson uses that poor baby.
Yes.
So, and there's some others I see that I don't know for sure it's ours, but I'm 99% sure it's ours.
Oh, you can tell, huh?
I can tell.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. But now, are y'all open to the public?
You can come to our plant and buy. Our official hours, we're USDA inspected, so our official hours are 6 to 3. They're usually there later. They're not there earlier. Mm-hmm. but they are usually there later. We're not open on the weekend. So we do sell wholesale to the public, but of course you can get us in your grocery stores, Walmart, Rouse's, Piggly Wiggly, Greer's, some Winn-Dixie's. If you don't see our product, you need to ask them for it and help us keep some better shelf space.
Yeah, exactly.
That's important.
And that's the thing about a lot of some of the grocery stores we do have, other than those big national chains. Well, Walmart's helped you out. I mean,
we do well in Walmart.
And Walmart does have a good program about supporting local products.
They do. You can get in, but then you got to worry about where you're going to be. And they move us a lot.
I understand.
So the more you ask for it, the more they leave us put.
Now, I understand that like Fresh Market has a local program.
And we are not in that one.
Uh-huh. And Whole Foods as well, is what I've been told.
Whole Foods does, but we use Whole Foods has different ingredients. Mm-hmm. They have an ingredients list, and we use some preservatives that they don't particularly like. But
yeah, that's true.
We want our food to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I've taken enough of those food safety classes that I want that in mind.
I understand.
I am certified in food safety, apparently, and that take one of those classes, you'll ask for it.
Right, right. Is that the one in Auburn that they do?
We do the one at Mississippi State.
Oh, okay.
We do the one at
Mississippi
State.
Probably closer, isn't it?
It's closer, and they offer it more often.
Oh, okay.
Mississippi State has a larger outreach, and then, you know, we have a kid at State, too.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, food science major, actually.
Now, I've been to y'all's location, and, well, we're about to come up to a hard break here. So, hey, Deborah, when we come back, we're going to have the new co-host of Studio 10.
Oh, great.
Chelsea. I cannot pronounce her last name. I'm sorry. So she's going to have to teach me how to pronounce her name. But when we come back, we're going to have Chelsea from Studio 10. She is the new co-host with Joe Emmer there.
Oh, good.
So this will be my first time talking to her. So
okay.
I'm nervous. Are we going on break? Bill? Huh? There we go. 343-106. You could text us there like David Hubble and the rest of these people have been doing.
Cowboys will come from near and far when you throw a few ribeyes on the farm. Roberta Duran ain't two before a fight, cause it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty mind.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, this is Patty from The Warehouse, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
I just saw Patty the other day. Went in there and had a great, you know, everybody's putting bowls. They're doing bowl everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even Food Pack, he's got bowl dishes down. And okay. I love bowl. You know why? You know, you got all these flavors on top, all these seasonings and flavors on top. But when you get down to the bottom of the bowl, everything's settled down there. And then you just want a spoon or just pick up the bowl and just kick it back and just drink all the wonderful flavors that are gathered at the bottom there.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really. And, folks, I apologize for my voice. I'm trying to get sick, and I'm trying not to get sick because I'm going to die if I'm sick on this trip. So I'm on medications. But, hey, we got a special guest. We got let me see if I can say it right. Chelsea Sayasan. Is that right,
yes,
Chelsea?
You got it right.
Woohoo! There we go. Look
at
me.
Definitely not an easy last name, but we make it work.
All right. Chelsea, I have my co-host today is Deborah Hodges of Hall's Meats. Have you ever had any Hall's Meats?
I have not. Sausage? I was just listening, though, to you guys about the hours. My stepdad is obsessed with buying and cooking meat, so it sounds like we're going to have to go make a trip.
It sounds like it. It's at a lot of grocery stores around town. But welcome to the show this morning. Thank you for getting up
on
the show.
Of course.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. What's your background in the media, and what's it like working with Joe Emmer and how long have you been in Mobile?
Yeah. So Mobile is home.
Oh.
I grew up in Saraland, Alabama, and so. Went through the Saraland school system, graduated from Saraland, and then went to University of Mobile.
Cool.
There I graduated with a degree in communication and broadcast media. So I am fresh into this business. I have not worked at another station or anything like this before. So it all just truly worked out so nicely. This is seriously my dream job. I love going to work. It is so much fun. And Joe is a nut. He, we're still learning about each other and learning fun facts and stuff like that. But when people always ask me, is he really as nice as he seems and as funny as he seems? He really is. He is such a good coworker, and I really couldn't ask for a better co-host through all of this. So it's been so much fun.
Awesome. So this is your first gig, huh?
Yeah, this is it.
And you got the celebrity slot right off the bat.
Oh, gosh. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. It's so funny. But this is it. A couple of months ago, someone asked me, they're like, what's your dream job? And this was before this was even a thought. I was like, oh, my gosh, co-hosting Studio 10 is so fun. And I really didn't even know the background of what happens and that kind of stuff. But it just all worked out so nicely, and I really couldn't be more grateful. It's so much fun. We have a blast.
Awesome. That's wonderful. Wonderful. Great story. I love it. But so are you a foodie?
Yes. I always say if anything is bad for your body, then it is good for your soul.
There you go. I like that.
I am all about some calories, some fattening foods. My favorite food, I mean, my favorite snack to eat is just a big old bag of chips, and I'm down for whatever.
I tell you, the thing I've become addicted to now is the little French fry looking chips, the potato sticks.
Yes.
And you can get them in a small little can.
You just found them?
Yeah, Dollar General sells, huh?
You just found them?
No. I've had them all my life, but I rediscovered them because Dollar General has the bag. You get a whole bag. And my girlfriend got me a container, like a brown container of them. I've already gone through those, but I'm saving the container to when I open the bags, I can just dump them in there and save them. But because it has a resealable lid. But I love those things. I'm addicted to them.
Yeah, and there's
no calories at all.
Easy to eat.
Yeah, they are easy to eat, especially you driving the back roads of Baldwin County like I am every week. And and when you're stuck behind a school bus, you got to have something to
take them out.
But what is your favorite type of foods?
So I don't know if you saw, but last week Joe and I, and it aired Friday, we went to my cousin's house in Saraland. My dad is from Laos. And my mom's from here in Alabama, and so I've grown up in these two cultures, which has been so neat. But my favorite food has got to be authentic Laotian food. You know, stir fry, sticky rice, jiao, egg rolls, spring rolls. It is incredible. And so I actually got to bring Joe and give him a taste of what that looks and tastes like and how we make it and stuff. And so that was really neat. It's just so authentic. And, you know, it's so funny because every guy that I've dated, every time I see them, they're like, man, I miss the food. Like, it's the only thing they take. And I'm like, yeah, that really sucks.
I don't miss you, but I miss the food.
I miss the food. But that's I understand awful. Where they're coming from. So
Wow.
I understand it. But it's so good.
I only dated you for your food.
Yeah, I know, right? So I think it's so funny because it's such a true statement, though. You can't buy it anywhere. So if you crave it, it's like, well, that sucks.
Right. I mean, there are no restaurants around Mobile who can get close to it.
Sushi 9 on Schillinger and 588, it's off of Airport.
Yeah.
I will say they're pretty close. They got it pretty close, but nothing beats my aunt's just cooking in the kitchen and whipping it all up. You can't beat that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my favorite kind of food. And then I also love a McDonald's hamburger. So that's my second favorite. I know. It's
Oh, man. No, I don't know about that now.
What? No. So good.
Maybe some Popeye's fried chicken late at night.
Hey, you know I've only been to Popeye's once.
What?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yep. That's unbelievable.
I'm going to have to change that.
Well, would your aunt use any type of, like, local sausage products in her food? Or is there
yes,
a lot
she
of
would, and that's what – so you guys sell them in Walmart?
We do. Oh. We're in Saraland Walmart for sure. That's one of our better stores.
I tell you what's really good is Red Hots, adding Red Hots to different dishes.
You didn't used to like Red Hots.
They looked gross to
me. I give you your first pack?
You did, and I tried them there at the World Food Championship in Orange Beach, and they were delicious. And I said, oh, my God, no wonder so many people love these things.
They're a sleeper hit. People don't like to tell everybody they love them, but they love them.
They do. They really do, and they really spike up a dish.
They do. My husband loves them in chili or baked beans, but most people like them on a bun with some mustard.
Absolutely. I like them with a little browning on them, you know.
A lot of people boil them. We fry them at our house.
Yeah.
We fry them. I slice them and fry them. My son at steak, that's what he wants when he comes home.
Cole's told me to put them on a grill. And so I put
them
on the grill.
They're good on the grill.
Got that little blackness on the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it sounds like we're going to have to throw it in some stir fry and try that out, too.
Well, I notice on Studio 10 every now and then they'll have the employees, you know, the people behind the scenes cook a dish, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's the Dells thing, when they do the Dells thing in the spring.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's something you can do when it's your turn.
Yeah, Yeah, I know. I always joke with the viewers when a chef's in there. I'm truly so bad at cooking. I can only cook Asian food. It's just something, it's easy to make and to throw together. So I always joke with the chefs, like, is this beginner level? Because I can't cook anything above that.
I almost just sprayed my water everywhere.
Oh,
I had
God.
My well. You made me laugh there. You made me laugh out loud.
I'm glad I can make you LOL.
So, you know, in Mardi Gras, I been to a few parades this week, past week. They're throwing emoji balls off the floats.
What?
Emoji balls. And we've caught two so far this week. I've caught two this week. And one of them's laughing out loud with the tears coming out of the eyes, you know, laughing hard. You got tears. I thought that's funny. Funniest thing I've caught so far was a pair of boys' pants. They must have went through their kids' closet and said, "We can get rid of this."
I think Gene Fox's son caught a pair of pants.
Yeah, I thought it was a pair of underwear.
Maybe it was underwear.
It's a pair of underwear.
I'm friends with Gene on Facebook. I did see that. I saw that. Yeah. I'm telling you, people are crazy. You never know what you're going to catch at Mardi Gras, y'all. You better come mentally and physically prepared.
Did you see the leprechaun picture that Mobile Mouse caught?
I did not.
He caught a little stretch canvas of the Crichton leprechaun with a Mardi Gras mask on, and the hanger is a beer tab.
That is incredible. That's a Mardi Gras find right there.
That's something
find.
To keep right there.
What parade was that?
He goes to all of them. I don't remember.
Yeah. Because I got a friend.
It was earlier in the week.
I got a friend that's doing that little thing with the mask. I don't know if those are throws or whatever, but.
Well, he caught one at the parade. It was pretty awesome.
I don't know if you guys know of L&J, the bakery. They came on the show a couple weeks ago, and they are now doing cookies with the Crichton leprechaun on a cookie. And I met Jennifer yesterday at a wedding, and I saw her, and I was like, that was genius.
Yeah.
Whoever
yeah.
started that.
Well, you got Southern Fried Studios and Callahan's. They really run with the sketch artist drawing of the leprechaun, and Crichton leprechaun, and you know that's funny. And we're only a few weeks away from all that hitting the media again.
Two weeks.
2 weeks away because we leave in 2 weeks on St. Patty's Day to go to California.
And, oh wow!
I don't know if you know that we've been nominated for an award.
I did not know that. Congratulations.
We've been nominated for a Taste Award. And that's kind of like the equivalent, like the James Beard Award is equivalent to the Academy Awards. Well, the Taste Award is like the Golden Globe Award.
Wow.
In radio.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, for best radio, best food and beverage radio broadcast in the nation.
That's
just
incredible.
Just one little hour show in our little neck of the woods, nominated for such a huge and prestigious award.
Well, it tells you
excited.
How big of an impact that you guys make on the community and in the nation.
We just try to talk about food and make people happy.
They work hard,
and hungry.
Though. They yeah. work hard. They're everywhere.
We don't even know what we're going to talk about unless we have a guest on the show. make it up as we go.
Conversations come out.
So we just come in here with no prep at all.
That's incredible.
So tell everybody who's never watched the show, tell them what time you come on, what station, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So this comes on at Fox 10, Channel 10, right at 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, every weekday. There's always a chef or somebody cooking in the kitchen, so it's always a good time to either learn about new restaurants in our community or learn how to make a dish.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk with a lot of, you know, charities and events going on in the Gulf Coast. So something that I love about Studio 10 is that it promotes just the community, the local community.
Absolutely.
And that's something that's important and I'm passionate about. So I really get to do my dream job every day. And so if anyone's listening and you got a big event coming up in the community, you can always just email me or reach out on social media and we can set you up and get you on the show.
Awesome. Chelsea, thank you so much for getting up this morning and coming on the show. And
thank you,
We
guys.
Look forward to seeing you again. And Joe said something about trying to maybe get us on there before we leave to California.
Yep, that sounds good. We can do it.
All right, Chelsea. Well, thank you so much.
Day.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Pass that bottle to me. Oh,
second wine, spurdy ooty, drink wine, pop ma. Wine, spurdy ooty, drink wine, pop ma. Wine, spurdy ooty, drink wine, pop ma. Pass that bottle to me.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, I'm Simon Majumdar, and I'm telling you to listen to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. It's the best food show on the radio.
Well, hopefully it will be in 2 weeks when we get out there. Actually, folks, the show is it's going to be on the 18th. Have no idea if it's going to be televised or not. It may be recorded and filmed for a future broadcast. I don't know. But we're excited anyway. Nonetheless, we're excited to
be
there. It's quite an honor. It really is. And Stu and I are still pinching ourselves from thinking about it. And so how do we? We're not worthy, you know.
You are.
Stuff like that.
Absolutely, you are.
We're not worthy. But anyway, folks, we have Deborah Hodges here from Hall's Sausage, and let me ask you, Deborah, do y'all do any beef products?
We make a beef sausage, and mm-hmm. then we cut beef and wholesale beef.
Okay.
But that's the limit of it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now, do y'all do whole ribs, beef ribs?
We can.
Oh, wow.
We can get and wholesale anything you want from, I was up there one day, and lady came in at Christmas and mm-hmm. asked if we had a hog head. I'm like, Jim says, I'll be right back. It's like, okay.
When I was a little kid, and we used to go to Laurel, Mississippi all the time for Christmas, and we used to go to Ellisville.
I know where Ellisville is.
And they had a big butchering facility mm-hmm. there, and we would always stop and get some meat. And I went back there and went in the back, and, you know, everything was out and open back in those days. And
yes, it was.
And I sat there and watched a hog getting slaughtered and dressed.
Yeah.
And I thought it would traumatize me for the rest of my life because I grew up watching Psycho and other butcher movies.
Right.
But it didn't.
Well, it's a lot neater process than uh-huh. people think. I saw politics is like seeing the sausage get made. We kind of take offense to that.
Mm-hmm.
Our sausage is much cleaner than politics.
Yeah.
Less messy.
You're right about that. You're right about that. But now I asked about that, about the beef part, because I love putting short ribs. I call them short ribs.
Love short ribs.
In the smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Mm. They're so good.
They are. And oh, my God. I told my girlfriend, Luann, I said, God, I'm still tasting those from last year. We gotta do some more.
We can order anything. We carry certain things all the time. We always have pork loins. We always have pork chops.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I don't even know what all we always have. We always have hoop cheese. We have a great jalapeno cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Always have the basics. Mm-hmm. Always have some steaks. We have, my husband's a butcher, and so he's there, so he can cut for you. He can do portion control cuts. Mm-hmm. All of that, we're USDA inspected, so all of that is approved. We're actually the only USDA inspected wholesaler in Mobile, too.
Wow, okay.
So we're there and there every day.
Now, I've never walked inside of the place, but I asked, I'm looking around, y'all have a neighborhood around you.
We do. We were there first. We were there first. That's
what
right.
Your husband told me. He said, we were here first.
We have a picture of the plant, and there's cornfields.
Yeah.
There's corn growing beside it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we were there first. We've been there since 1945. And so, yeah, we're in the original building. It's
wow.
The first bay was the first building, and then he added on around it. And then so we had a fire
mm-hmm.
in 2010, and it burned everything. All the perimeter of the building. And so it left us with just our little wholesale cooler. So we were able to do wholesale while we rebuilt.
Okay.
But we've rebuilt, and so it's a little old block building on the outside, and it's brand new on the inside.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of work in
cool.
that.
Cool.
A lot of work.
Yeah, I thought that was odd, but no, but that there's a whole neighborhood around
it. There is a whole neighborhood around it. That's why, yeah, we're several blocks down.
Yeah. Now, but inside you do have like a retail area.
It's you ask for what you want, and they'll go get it. We have some stuff out in the coolers, but
okay.
most of it stays back in the big freezers and coolers,
mm-hmm.
and you just go to the counter and ask for it. We have people who've been shopping with us since they were kids, and
really?
Now they're 80.
Oh, wow.
And so all of them can't get out. Sometimes they just come up and take the horn.
Uh-huh.
We go out and give them curb service, but wouldn't trade it for the world.
That's awesome. Yeah, you try to get that done. Try to get that at Publix, sir.
That's right. That's right. They've been coming up.
Now, Walmart will come out and bring your groceries out.
They will now. Yeah, they will.
The old Bellis Hess that used to be here at Azalea. And,
I remember that.
You know, they had you could pull your car under the cover, and they had the little roller casters or whatever, and they put your groceries on it and in a belt, and it took your groceries out to the car.
I remember that belt, but I was young when the Bellis Hess closed.
I used to live in the record department, sitting there flipping through records, and I remember old albums like the White Album, and just sitting there flipping through all these albums I wished I'd owned. And I didn't buy.
I remember going to see Santa Claus at the Bellis Hess.
There you go. Well, see, I remember the Santa Claus spaceship at Springdale.
I remember that, too. I wrote on that.
Yeah, that was cool, hearing your voice broadcasted over. Mm-hmm. They're going to hear my voice.
I remember that.
That's not my voice.
So what's in the future? What are y'all looking at
for
the future?
We're just continuing to grow. We're trying to pick up our wholesale business, trying to get in some more restaurants and get the word about it. Halls, we're one of the best kept secrets in town.
Y'all are that.
Unfortunately, we work really hard and we think we have a really good product. We have chefs who think we have a really good product. Mm-hmm. Gave away 3,000 samples at the Senior Bowl weekend the other day with Biggly Wiggly, and all those people seemed to enjoy it. We had a little boy who came back with a piece of paper to get a recipe. So he could tell his dad how to make it. So
cool.
Awesome. That always makes me happy. But yeah, so we just want more people to try it, more people to eat local.
Absolutely. That's what we're here. That's what we're here for on this show.
Mm-hmm. Y'all have been great supporters of us.
That's what we're here for. Support local, be local, buy local, and tip well.
That's right.
Tip your servers.
Everybody should have to wait tables.
At least once
in their lifetime.
Absolutely. I guess at the restaurant I did. You know, I had to do a lot of things. And bottle washer, dishwasher.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Whether I wanted to or not. Mm-hmm. But, that's great. You know, I am so glad that I've gotten to meet y'all and know y'all over the past few years. And it's just good knowing people like you guys and what you're doing and what your mission is, and just keep chugging along. And
that's what we're doing. We work hard every day.
I mean, you know, maybe God has a plan that He doesn't want you to grow too big. You know, just at the right time. Everything's the right time.
We want to grow big thoughtfully because right now everything that you get in the store is fresh. It's only been there a few days.
Yeah.
I was in Piggly Wiggly the other day, and that sausage in there was 2 days old. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what we want. So we don't want to go in a warehouse and just sling it out everywhere, because then we don't get to keep the same quality, same freshness.
Well thank y'all for doing that, for you know, considering that and
it's important.
Being about that. Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah. It certainly is. And I hate when I and I try to look at dates. I really do try to look at dates. But I've picked up some products before, and just stuff that was cut fresh in the meat market at a store. And it just, the next day it's horrible.
Right.
Already horrible. Right. So I don't know how long it's been back there in the back, in the coolers. Mm-hmm. It may be cut fresh that morning, but it's no telling how long it's been back there in the coolers.
That's true.
Yeah, by cooler.
That's true. So we try to keep ours fresh in the store. I mean, when we work it ourselves, we go in there, you might see me straightening it up.
Yeah. Excuse me, you work here?
If you're buying sausage, I might.
I was so glad when they started giving vests to Lowe's and Home Depot employees, because I guess I always looked like I worked there, because I did so much with, you know, things around the house. I knew everything at that. But Deborah, thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being there for the community, and thank you for helping us get to California.
Anytime. And, y'all are going to be great.
I hope so. But folks, get out there, support local, be local, buy local. And Deborah, what do we do?
Provolone.
That's right.